Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Psych Radio on this, the evening of June 7th, 2026. I am your host, Psych Bomb. It's good to be back. Hopefully tonight we do have a bit more stable of a connection. I know we did have some technical issues last week, but they should be sorted out by now, though I know that's risking jinxing it. So let's just say we're going to keep a close eye on it. Got some news for you here. Papua New Guinea has officially inducted 77,000 square miles of ocean into government protection. This is in response to tuna overfishing from a variety of countries coming into the part where I believe it's the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean meet, or perhaps it's the Pacific and the Indian Ocean. I'm not quite certain where the Indian Ocean is, but wherever it is, the part where those two oceans meet is under the protection of Papua New Guinea. And they have officially designated it a space that foreigners are not allowed to come and fish in. And they should be able to keep some fairly sustainable fishing practices from this point forward. Speaking of water usage, Copilot has switched to a usage-based billing rather than their current, or I guess former form of billing, which was, we'll subsidize all of it. You can just spend as many tokens as you want, no biggie. This has completely obliterated the AI workflow of most individuals and companies alike. Some people have reported that their bills have gone up by a magnitude of, I believe, three orders, something from like a $30 bill per month to, if they were to continue using it the same rate that they were, a $30,000 bill. So the walls are closing in on the AI development if companies like Microsoft are already looking to cash out. And a bit more bad news for AI people. Monterey Park, California has officially issued a ban on the construction and maintenance of all data centers. This is in response to overwhelming negativity from a company by the name of HMC StratCap, who attempted to build a data center within Monterey Park and was met with absolute refusal from the people living there. And that's just heartening. That just, you know, really warms the soul to know that even regular people who aren't as tapped into this as you or I might be just know intrinsically that this is evil, the way that a dog might recognize a predator or something, you know, like an animal barking at the shadows. But you know, that's it for the news for this week. A lot of good stuff, and for me personally, I'm doing quite well as well. I've managed to recover a lot from my earlier ailments, but that's not important right now. What is important is the music. Tonight, I've got a lot of down-tempo, very trip-hoppy, chill-out kind of music. We are going to be taking it a bit easy, and coming up here first for you, we've got Seraphim, Uriel, and Slofo right now on Psych Radio.
It was But I do feel the mystery. And I know it was meant to be. But how do I know I'm still alive? 'Cause I'm losing velocity.
Oh.
That was Seraphim. I just got that. Seraphim, like an angel. I just got that. That was Seraphim, Uriel, and Slofo. When I go through and I actually try to find these tracks, I do a sort of equivalent of crate digging in the online space, which generally is to say I listen to similarly pirate radio stations and go wherever the wind takes me with digging through, oh, you like this? Well, let me find your last FM and cyberstalk you for 2 to 3 hours. What that means is I've got a lot of stuff that is obscure, not necessarily in the sense of like being this underground, hidden, you know, no one's ever heard of this. Let me put you on something. More in the sense of nobody, it's not the cool kind of no one's ever heard of this. It's just people who haven't been noticed for whatever reason. And there's something about that I do enjoy showing off to people, you know, oh, here's an act you almost certainly haven't heard of. And I can verify that because sometimes I look these people up in order to say something about them. Like in this set list here, I've got Jane Maximova, who in all of my searching, the only thing I've managed to turn up is that she started in 2003. She took piano lessons when she was a little girl, and she's from Moscow. And everything beyond that, anything we could learn about her music or who she collabs with or what her creative process is or why or anything like that, we just don't know. We just aren't certain. And there's another act here as well who the only thing we can say with any certainty is that they are from, I believe, Bristol, England, and that's about it. Oftentimes you're lucky to get an artist's city. I mean, you're lucky to get their country, let alone their city. So maybe we should consider ourselves lucky, the breadth of knowledge we have here. Coming up next on Psych Radio, we've got Groove Armada and Jane Maximova. Thank you. That was Groove Armada and Jane Maximova. Now, conversely to what I said earlier about finding an artist and looking them up and there's nothing to find, sometimes my ignorance of an artist's history is precisely that, and it's ignorance. And it turns out that they're actually a far more storied and important artist or band or musician than I had previously expected. So when I went through and was compiling this, I was completely unfamiliar with this band and what they were doing. More accurately, I had been told, a friend of mine had insisted that I listen to this album many, many years ago. Maybe not many years ago, but a few years ago. And it was one of those things that it was just like, I'll get around to it. And then I completely forgot. And that band, and a few of you in the audience are going to immediately perk up and go, oh, and a few of you are going to be like, who's that? And we'll handle both in time. So Bark Psychosis, off of their album Hex, this is perhaps considered to be one of the most important post-rock bands and one of the most important post-rock albums, full stop, period. I had been informed of broad strokes about the album, the fact that it was recorded in a church that I believe may or may not have been abandoned in order to get better acoustics and echo and all that. And yeah, it turns out that Bark Psychosis were one of the very first bands that were ever cited by the time the term post-rock was coined, and as such have been come to be viewed as a seminal influence on what the genre actually is. And it turns out that post-rock is actually kind of a complicated genre to try to define, because this is mostly like chamber jazz. It's difficult to figure out where the elements of rock even come into the post-rock, unless we're so post-rock that we've given up on rock entirely. But I suppose it's best to let the music speak for itself. Coming up next here on Psych Radio, we've got Baxter and Bark Psychosis.
Oh,
That was Baxter and Bark Psychosis. Now, the question to how do you follow up what might well be the single most important post-rock album in history, how do you follow that up with sounds that are similar or the same or inspired by it? And the simple answer is that you don't. You don't bother. You just go to something else. You switch gears entirely, and I'm going to give you a shot in the arm. And the reason is because last week we did have some technical issues and I was left with 15 minutes of music that I couldn't play. And so now I get to play it because it's my show and I get to make sure that all the effort I put into last week's show gets used somehow, even if it doesn't quite fit. So I put in this little talky segue and then all of a sudden it feels like it's a bit more natural than if we just played 45 minutes of downtempo music and then switched directly into jangle pop, which we're going to do. But you know, it's still good music. It's still simple, relaxing-ish. I mean, you know, it's all Smiths adjacent, so most of it's about killing yourself, but what can you do? We've got a variety of newer and older music here. I'm really not even sure which artists to talk about. I am tempted, because my eyes keep going to it, to talk about REM, who are perhaps the best marketers that the music industry has ever seen. I believe they also recorded their first album in a church. There is something about like they sold tapes in the church or something. And I don't know if Jesus would be cool with that, but he was more about the money lenders getting their dues than the guys selling mixtapes out the backs of their car. So who really knows? Maybe what we do is we just get into it and we let the music speak for itself. Coming up next here on Psych Radio, we've got The Sundays, Late Night Drive Home, and REM.
Take a candle. enseño todo lo que hay. ¿Por qué me tratas así?
That was The Sundays, Late Night Drive Home, and REM. And this has been Psych Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to our gracious host, Q-Bear, as always, for continuing to allow me to use her server for free without charge. Thank you very much, Q-Bear. I really appreciate it. And it is very, very good that we managed to get the connectivity issues sorted out. I'm glad that that was not a complicated thing to troubleshoot. We managed to get through it pretty quickly. And without really any incident, I'm glad tonight went smoothly. Hopefully next week will go smoothly as well. We do know how to fix it now in case it breaks again. So always very, very good to know, just in case something breaks, how to fix it. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure playing music for you tonight, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, this has been Psych Radio. Oh, what's that? This is supposed to say, see you next time. I changed it for the stream. I changed it for the test stream so that people would know nothing was happening. Oops.